Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. This is going to be the second of a couple of videos on creating a login form with password capability in Access 2013. So as per usual, if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB30. I never get bored of saying that. Right click and open up in Microsoft Access. If you haven't seen the last video, so stop this video right now and go and watch the first video. If you have seen the first video, then well done. Okay, so let us see where we're at. We created a table in the last video called Table Users, and in this video, in this table, we store information about users, including and actually just the name and the password. So there you go, enough of that. Now what we want to do is we're going to create the actual login form, at least sort of design it and make it look bit nice, you know. So what should we do? Let's just go create, go blank form. That's all we want. That is a very blank form, isn't it? Press F4 so you get your property sheet. Got a format, and auto center we want to be yes. We want navigation button no, and we want record selectors no. So just as simple as that. Let's save it. I call it form login. Form login, and on the property sheet, form format, go for caption, call it log in, and let us stick a combo box on there. I love my combo boxes. Come on, you can do it. No, we don't need that. Go away. Okay. So double click on the label, let's call it user, and we are going to get the users from table users and display them here. If you've watched any of my videos, you must know how to do this. I've covered this sort of stuff quite a few times. If you don't, then yeah, I'm going to cover it again. So there you go. Don't feel bad. Okay, what am I doing? CBO report. Guess what I was doing before I recorded this video. Alright, yeah, so what I did there was I went to the property sheet and I was clicked into the combo box and I chose other and I changed the name of it to CBO user. Sorry, I'm racing ahead. Okay, so you've got a combo box and it's named CBO user, and as per usual with combo boxes, the secret to a combo box is it stores one piece of information, which is the user ID, but it displays another one. Why is that? Well, it's because user ID 1 means nothing to us because we're humans and we don't do things, we don't identify people with numbers. We like names, but names mean almost nothing to Access. You could save theoretically a username as the ID, but you know what if two people have the same name? So that's another video there. So like I said, we're going to store this and display this. How do we do that? Go to the combo box, go to data on the property sheet, click on row source, click on the three dots, and table users, add, close, user ID and username, and under username, make it ascending, just run that, even though there's actually only one, but that's what we're looking at. Save that and close that. Now at the moment, if I go to form view, I can still only see a one, and when I click on it, I still only get that one. So I'm going to prove my point to you. We're going to click on, sorry, layout view, click on the combo box, go to the property sheet, under format. If you make the column count 2, and if you were to make the column width 1 and 4, and then go to form view, you'll see that when you click on it, you can see the user ID here and the name there. But of course, when you choose it, you just get the user, or you just get the user ID. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hide that first field. So in column widths, we need to see 0 centimeters and 4 centimeters, which you can just put in as 0 comma 4, and it does the rest for you. So now we get this wonderful thing. And next thing we need to do is we're going to need to drop a password field in. So go to layout view on the design tab, click on text box and just drop it under the combo box. Change that to password. Yeah, special effects sunken, why not? And if we go to form view, if you tap in here, kind of similar issue we had when we made the table was that you can actually see the letters that are being tapped in. But through the wonders of Access, make sure you clicked on that text box. Actually, let's change the name to text password, TXT password. And we need an input mask, which I believe is format, although I might be wrong. Maybe not, maybe it's data. Sorry, it's data, yeah. Data on the property sheet, third row down, click on the ellipsis and just go for password. So if someone's tapping in their password, the guy standing behind them can't see what they're tapping in. And last but not least, drop a button in there. Name it CMD Submit. Make it slightly larger than it is and change the caption to Submit. And last but not least, on the property sheet, go to Form, go to Other. We want pop-up yes and we want modal yes. So what does this mean? Pop-up means that when I change it to form view, which you're going to see now, it pops up. There you go. That's a pop-up. And what does modal mean? Modal means that you can't do anything else to the database until you've dealt with this form. So I would close it. Okay, so that's pop-up and modal. They're often confused to be the same thing. They're not. Dialog is it's because if someone says it's open a form in dialog view, it tends to be both pop-up and modal, but it's not. So okay, let's just drop it into design view and let's just make it ever so slightly wider there and there, just so it looks a bit nicer. Save that and form view. There she blows. Okay. So we've got the basic form, and the idea is we're going to choose a user, tap a password in there, click submit, and it's going to let us through. However, that's a little bit trickier than it sounds because when we click the submit button, we have to evaluate what's put in here against the user. So what it's going to need to do is go to table users, look up the user ID. It's then going to need to look up the password. It's going to need to compare it to whatever you write in here. And if it's a comparison, it's going to let you through. And if it's not, it's going to tell you, sorry, pal, no access, ironically. Okay, so that's it for this video. I'll cover the macro that we're going to use to evaluate the password in the next video. And that's it. Okay, so I shall see you then. And thank you, and goodbye.